you can probably hear the panting from two little Jack Russells. How are you? It's 12:30 on Friday. The humidity has gone down. Definitely, it's been awful this week. It's like it's like being in the jungle. It has been like being in the jungle. Humidity was awful. At one point, it was so dark all day, you know, with the cloud overhead, and you could see the humidity just hanging in the air. It was awful. You know, visibility was right down to about maybe 2 kilometres. We're overcast again today, but it's not due to rain, fortunately. There's a breeze keeping us nice and cool. We're going through where this place is called Sowerby Flats. So we're going through a field with some cattle in it. Cattle. Oh, somebody hasn't picked up their dog waste. Come on, leave the cows alone and the calves. So, gosh. Pushed the record button, started yawning just for a change. I have been so busy. Goodness. And you know, yes, there have been opportunities to record some audio. But I just think my life's been so full. And the latest is I was diagnosed with having myoclonic jerks. And this was during a period that I was really unwell a couple of weeks ago for a week. Diarrhea and vomiting, no energy, temperature all over the place, headaches like you wouldn't believe, headaches that would kill a civvy. All right, dogs, bloody Nora, they're gonna pull me car. So yeah, as the story goes, myoclonic jerks, it's like involuntary jerks, arms, legs, head. Now I had these a couple of years ago, February. I just had them a couple of years ago, but it was never diagnosed. Anyway, so I went to see the doctor, and he says, it's myoclonic jerks, and let's go this way. Oh no, we can't. The flipping river. Is there a bridge over there? I don't think there is. So he wanted to see me again after a month, but way off. This way. Come on. Hey. So no medication. But he says, you know, you've been run down, so that could have been a major factor. And it's actually caused by the antidepressants, sertraline, that I'm on. And but I haven't. The day after I saw him, perfectly all right. So then I went to the dermatologist as well, the next day, I think it was. Got these lesions on my arms and on my legs that I've had since October 2015. And at times of late, they've been really bad. You know, just these things that don't heal, scabby arms, and left some nasty scars. And so went to the dermatologist, and she said straight away, it was, can't remember what she called it. She says, they're caused by stress. Bloody hell, dogs. they're caused by stress. Are you stressed? And I said, like you wouldn't believe. She says, right, well, there you go. If you're stressed, you need to do the opposite. You need to get rid of the stress. Anyway, here's a prescription for some steroid cream. And I'll see you again in 8 weeks. And that was it. Oh, about 7 minutes in with a dermatologist, something like that. It wasn't even 10 minutes. Dogs, man! So, run down and stressed. Run down to the point where my body was shutting itself down with a DNV and headaches. Then the myoclonic jerks was a sign. I told her about the myoclonic jerks. She says, yeah, you run down, like proper run down. And myoclonic jerks, and that's my brain starting to have trouble getting signals through to my limbs. And then the visual manifestation in the form of this freaking horrible stuff on my skin. It just doesn't heal. It's awful. Anyway. And only got 3 minutes to say, but another revelation is the son that I had when I was married in 2000, the son that I never saw because my ex-wife did off and prevented me from seeing him, and it was really difficult for me, you know, serving all over the place, not in the UK. He emails my business email address and said, are you this person? And it was him. So we've had a bit of a whirlwind with him, but his mother kicked him out of the house and relinquished parental responsibility. He's just turned 16. Yeah. So he lives with us, and consequently, yeah, we need a bigger house. We're picking up a new car tomorrow. Well, not new, but new to us. 7-seater. Not a people carrier. Come on, then. Come on. Come on. Yeah. So, stress? Yes. A lot. A lot of stress. But I'm getting through it. I think probably the financial strain was getting to me. And you know, we've had to knock on the head the boarding and the daycare for two reasons, really. Well, I mean, all relating to stress. That's the big main reason. The secondary reason is that the house is smashed up, you know. Brand new carpet, wrecked. And the settee that we bought when I left the military, beautiful leather settee, scratched. You know, little puncture marks in it. Oh, God. So stress, yes, a lot. I was told to calm down, told to get rid of stress, because otherwise the next thing is a heart attack. And so you gotta get up, stop rolling in it, gotta kind of sort that out. So anyway, I'm gonna go, because it's 9:45, 9 minutes 47, 8, 9:50, goodbye.